We're three's us, there's three of us, we're weird as f***ing, that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
Wakey, wakey, Daniel, it's time to wake up. Daniel, we're jumping on the bed.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hello, yeah.
Danny and I this week are recording with Daniel, who is in Korea.
Yes.
And it's like the bright, sunshiny afternoon. That's very easy for me and Danny to record.
Oh, yeah,
in.
We have nice levels of energy.
We woke up Daniel in the early morning to do this with us.
Yeah.
He said
that
it's
we're jostling him out of bed. And we're bouncing on the bed with you.
Yeah, it's not only just 8 a.m. for him. It's also like he's probably jet lagged still.
Yes, and then also, like, to record at 8 a.m., you need to get up sooner than 8 a.m. I don't know if you knew that, Daniel. And it's your Saturday as well, so...
Oh, it is your Saturday, yeah.
So we're really putting Daniel through it, shout-out to you, Daniel.
Ooh.
Daniel, you were this week's shout-out, just because I want to say, fuck it, it's you this week.
Yeah. Fake Daniel gets the shout-out.
Yeah, Daniel, shout-out. You're a real-ass homie for hopping on and joining us for this. I know that you could be doing other things like sleeping right now, but you were like, nah, three's us.
Yeah.
How's
Korea, yeah. Daniel?
It's good. Yeah. I'm surprised you guys didn't comment on my perm yet.
I do like your hair.
Yeah. I assumed it was just messy. Yeah.
I have like a bad habit of this where like I do notice like people's like haircuts and like when people get a piercing or when people do something with their body, and I never comment on it. And for some reason, it's just very unnatural to me to point it out, even though like in my head I'm like, oh, he has new hair.
I think
it always makes people think I don't notice or care.
I think unfortunately with I know it's a bit of a trope or a stereotype with men to like not notice, especially when like not be observant enough to like notice when like women get their hair done or they did their nails or whatever. And so it's funny that
when
Mason,
they're putting a more emotional labor into the relationship.
Yeah. right but it is funny to hear Mason basically just own up to like, or well, not own up to it, but like you notice if you don't say anything.
Well,
yeah,
the thing is, no one believes me because it's an unusual reason to not comment on people's haircuts.
I mean, it is very convenient to be like, oh, yeah, I
no, totally.
The whole time, but I just didn't want to bring it up for
like,
a random reason.
Yeah.
When Daniel was like, look at my hair, I was like, I know.
Well, the banter between Mason and Daniel makes me think that they are just an absolute classic pair. With that, I wanted to transition into just an opening game, because I know that we probably need this for Daniel's sake, just to kind of get his
him to warm up a little bit.
Up a little bit. And so I thought we'd play a little bit of classic pair, right? It's really just a matter of one of us listing something and the next person just improvising a thing that would be a classic pairing with that thing. And then we all say classic pair, which I think is actually going to be a little rough on Google Meet, but that's okay. Okay. Do you want me to just start? How about we go me, Daniel, Mason, me. Daniel Park waking up too early in the morning to do a podcast episode.
Daniel Park pooping his pants because he forgot that you need to wake up before the recording to do the recording, and so he's I'm pooping
this
right now.
Full story.
Classic
pair.
All right, well, we'll write the ship.
Daniel, you got something for Mason?
A stray cat.
A stray person. Classic pair.
I've never heard anyone say it that way.
Danny, crest whitening strips.
Teeth that are hurting. Classic pair. Dude, that shit, like, otherwise I would do crest whitening strips like way more frequently, but it hurts my teeth every time a lot.
Yeah.
It makes your enamel really thin or something.
A toilet that hasn't been flushed yet.
A butt that hasn't been pooped yet. Classic pair.
Almost. Pair. Yeah.
We're
getting there. Give me a minute. We'll get there.
That's right. Great.
Talking too loudly on the subway.
Speaking too quietly in the library. Classic pair.
The librarian's like, dude, speak up, motherfucker.
What?
Hey, I can't hear you.
That's great.
A sage scented candle.
Ooh, a sage. A wise sage. I don't fucking know. All right.
It smells like me.
Candle-scented sage.
Oh, yeah. But then do they smell like the sage-scented candle? Is this kind of a chicken and the egg thing? Yeah.
See, I was picturing the herb, but I'm glad you guys were picturing a human-scented candle.
Yeah.
What does a wizard smell like? Anyways.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
An In-N-Out employee breaking all the windows at night at the Five Guys Burgers.
The rivalry has gone
too
far.
In-N-Out written on the brick.
Yeah.
That's what a brick is all about.
Classic pair.
Yeah.
Let's go with soggy feet.
Oh, dry crotch.
Classic pair.
Nice.
Yeah. And I guess with that, that's classic pair, you guys. Thank you guys for for playing.
I'm
with
sorry
that.
About that. I really didn't execute there.
I mean, no. I think it's.
I showed up and I struck out on three pitches. You know.
Hey, at least you tried.
I mean, they're not mutually exclusive. Like, you can totally have soggy feet and a dry crotch. But you could also have soggy of both. Yeah. So Daniel, right. I see here that it says Daniel talking point, parentheses Daniel, which
we
just
also
means that,
wanted to like when your brain is sleepiest, we wanted to make you talk as much as possible.
Please tell us something, Daniel.
Would you tell us what's been on your mind other than please don't make me record podcasts at 7 a.m. or whatever?
So I just found out yesterday through the internet that the U.S. government, specifically the Department of Justice, is suing Apple, which is like, what?
Yeah. What for?
So they're saying that Apple has a monopoly on smartphones, which is pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And they're specifically saying, like, the App Store fees, they take 30% of any revenue made in the App Store, and it's very, like,
oppressive,
gatekeepy kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Apple Pay, you can't really use any other kind of payment systems with iPhones. It has to be Apple Pay, so you have to give Apple your information, even if you don't want to.
Right.
Any watches except for the Apple Watch are very poopy on iOS. And so it's just like a lot of anti-competitive practices. Oh yeah, also the green bubble thing.
That one's particularly pressing for me because my girlfriend Hannah has an Android and she hates when people like, because I feel like there's this mindset of like iPhone users who are like kind of almost say this a little ignorantly, are like, well, why don't you just get a fucking iPhone, huh? But I think isn't it, and Daniel, maybe you can correct me or not, but isn't it on Apple's end that they have like this sort of exclusion sort of factor with the green messages versus iMessage? Yeah,
there's like a standard protocol now for text messages that allows for like encryption and sending large files and things like that, but Apple's like, no, we're not going to use that.
Right.
Yeah.
Apple does a lot of things to try to manipulate people into like hating when people don't have iPhones. Like, I know that people who don't have iPhones are left out of group chats more often because Apple has designed it such that using a group chat with a single non-iPhone user is a fucking nightmare. Like, it's for those listeners at home, like, it is not organically that user unfriendly. Like, they artificially make it so that like texts will dual send or misfire, or as soon as anyone reacts to something, it texts everyone a full wall of text about it.
Yeah, it just says like Daniel Park loved and then the whole message.
And like that's not like naturally what happens. Like, Apple made it that way so you'd be like, oh, what the fuck?
This sucks. Also, have you guys seen that clip of there was like a panel interview thing, and during the question and answer, a person was like, hey, my grandma or somebody has a Android phone and like we can't send like messages to each other, like, are you gonna fix that? And Tim Cook was like, just buy her an iPhone.
Oh, boo.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, because I think is it really mostly the U.S. where Apple has a monopoly? Because I don't know if my girlfriend was mentioning at least that in a lot of parts of Europe, Android is the main, you know, like Apple phones aren't as big as they are in America.
I think for sure Apple phones, like iPhones, are biggest in America, but I think they also have like a pretty strong footing in other places, like in Korea, actually.
China.
Actually China?
There's a lot of iPhones in China. Oh, I think it's the most dominant.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, but in Korea, obviously Samsung is king because
right, of course,
Samsung, the country of Samsung. But yeah, younger generations are using more iPhones, so it's like slowly becoming more iPhone centric. Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for that information coming all the way from South Samsung. We have Daniel Park.
I'm surprised that I guess it's good that the U.S. government is trying to combat like anti-consumer, anti-competitive monopoly behavior.
Yeah.
I think the problem is like it feels like pissing in the ocean to me at this point because like every major company in the U.S. does this exact thing. You know, like it does. As much monopoly bullshit as possible.
But not to, like, this extent, right?
I guess, but, like, the anti-consumer behaviors and monopolistic behavior is so extremely widespread. Like, it is the majority of company behaviors now. Like, almost every major industry is owned by, like, three companies, and all of them do monopoly behaviors.
It's also kind of funny because Apple, part of how Apple got so... not famous, but like so successful is because they were beneficiaries off of Microsoft's lawsuit with the U.S. government for the U.S. government suing Microsoft for having anti-competitive practices, which allowed Apple to come out with iTunes and iPod and inevitably the iPhone, which is funny.
And they're using the open door to close the door.
Yeah.
I hope the government wins and then goes on a suing spree for like every major industry.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of cool, like non-compete things.
Yeah. You know? Maybe we'll get sued by the government. Yeah.
I had to renew the internet on my house and I live in like one of the most like dense metropolitan areas in the world, and there was one internet provider that was eligible, which is like that should be illegal, literally. Right. Anyway, thank you, Daniel. Thank you.
Speaking of things that we learned on the internet, I have two things that I learned on the internet. Well, one is a thing I learned on the internet. One is just a time like this.
That's
is
not
this
a lot of things to learn on the internet.
I know. Yeah, I fucking suck. I'm not doing it right. Yeah. So right now what's happening is called March Madness. If you guys, Mason knows, Daniel, I think you know what March Madness is, right? Yeah, yeah.
It's called basketball tournament. Everybody takes a lot of drugs and goes crazy in the streets.
It's
the purge. Yeah. Yeah.
Specifically in March. Yeah.
March is purge month.
Yeah, like a whole month. Holy shit!
Is it not a month?
No, it's a night. No, it's a day. Yeah, it's one day. It's like 24 hours. I think. Or Jesus, no one would survive.
Purge month, dude.
Yeah,
get ready. Purge year.
Well, now we found out Mason's never watched the Purge movies. Yeah. Or even like seen a trailer, maybe. Or well, I don't know if they
but
mentioned
has been
that,
waiting
yeah.
for Purge month anyway.
Yeah. So March Madness, right, is a 64 team like college basketball tournament where it's win or go home, whatever. I thought like we don't have to go too far into that, but I thought I would do a bit of a bracket, a 16 team bracket that is just based on another trend that I saw on TikTok that I thought was really fun, which is people listing cute baby names that would be really cute if they weren't already words, if that makes sense. Okay, so basically it's like remove the definition of the word, especially for some of these, remove the definition of the word and just tell me how cute of a like actual baby name you think this is. But we're going to do it tournament style. So I want you guys to kind of decide together as to which one you think should advance. Mm-hmm. So for example, in the first round, we have the name Areola.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Like, isn't that kind of nice? You know, if you don't think about the fact of like it is, you know, a thing. Yeah, or versus Bullet.
Bullet.
Bullet?
Yes. So the name
Areola.
Areola versus
like this
Bullet,
is
yeah.
not necessarily very fair because I don't know if y'all remember, but I was pretty adamant at one point of my life of if I have a son naming him Bank, because I feel like
yeah.
Because bank is like the word itself is, you know, one syllable, very strong, starts with
it is very strong.
Plus, you know, and then, you know, like it's
yeah.
And the imagery bank. Of a bank, you know, it's like, you know, very secure and, you know, yeah. things
we
like that.
We get to submit names as well.
Yeah. I mean, we could replace Bullet with Bank, I guess. But then Daniel's going to vote for Bank.
But my point is like Bullet, I feel like while it might not sound like pretty, it can be a you know, an adequate name for, you know, a guy.
Sure.
And Areola, you know, obviously sounds much more fanciful.
Yes.
And
yes,
I feel like
yes.
it has an unfair advantage, but that's just my opinion.
That's okay. Yeah, yeah. It sounds like Mason's a pretty resounding yes on Areola, though.
Yeah.
So, Daniel, it sounds like we're going to go with Areola for this first one. I know. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine.
All right.
If
maybe you'll like
Bank,
this.
Though, Bank should have won. Just Bank. Saying.
Okay, one of these needs to be replaced with Bank, Danny.
Okay. All right. I need to figure
and
out which
Daniel,
one.
Daniel, you just have to promise not to blindly vote for it every time it comes.
Okay, yeah.
I can't promise that.
All right. Maybe. Let's see.
Maybe not okay. then. Daniel's just going to vote it to the top.
Yeah, Daniel's just going to fight Mason the whole way. Okay. All right. So up next, we have Felony. Mm-hmm. The name Felony, which I think is quite pretty.
I think some people have been named Felony.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm not sure about that one. But
it's just fun
maybe,
to, like,
maybe
obviously you got to remove it completely from the fact that it is a crime.
Yeah.
So Felony versus Chlamydia.
Mm.
I think Felony, because, like, Felony also kind of follows the naming convention of something any, you know? Mm-hmm. And
I mean, Idia is also, like, Lydia.
Yeah, but Chlamydia, I feel like, is too much of a mouthful.
Mm, yeah.
A mouthful
it
of
is.
Chlamydia.
Yep.
Larceny sounds like a name too.
Larceny, yeah,
that's
yeah.
a good one.
Larceny, yeah. Okay, so we're going with Felony then?
Felony is my vote.
Alright.
Yeah,
Felony
too.
Moves
cool.
on. Alright.
Sweet.
We have Venison versus Derby.
I really like Venison. I think Venison's a really funny non-name name.
Yeah, yeah. Venison versus Derby.
Yeah.
This is my cousin Beef.
Venison.
Yeah. Beef. Yeah. Poultry? Yeah. Poultry. All right, we're going Venison then.
Beef is also a really yeah. funny, like, bank yeah. style name.
Yeah. Okay, we're going Venison over
cute
oh, yeah.
because it sounds very similar to Derby. So.
Oh, Derby. Yeah, Derby. Okay. But we'll go with Venison, or what do you think?
The Venison for sure, yeah.
Okay. All right.
This is my son, Beef Jordan.
Beef Jordan. All right. For this one, we have Barn, or short for Barnold, versus yeah, versus Towelette.
Oh,
They're both pretty good, I think. Actually,
Moist Towelette. Yeah,
I'll leave this one up to Daniel because I could be happy either way.
Or Barney. Barney. Well, Barney's a word or a name already. Yeah,
do Barney. Yeah, like Barn. Yeah. Barney. Towelette.
Yeah, I like Barnold though.
Towie. Letta.
Towie. Letta. Ooh, there we go.
Barn or towel? I feel like we have a disproportionate amount of beautiful sounding names so far and not enough strong sounding names. So
I'm leaning barn as well.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah. Barn, for sure.
Yeah, no, it's true. I have been.
No, I really like barn. Barn speaks to me.
Yeah. yeah, I have it where, like, I mean, unintentionally, I have it where it's like probably a guy's name versus like a pretty lady's name, probably in this scenario. Yeah. Okay. We have cigarette or cigaretta versus buffet. just, you know,
buffet.
I think cigarette's a pretty hilarious name to try and
it
remove.
It is a very
from
funny
the,
name.
Yeah.
Could you imagine naming your child cigarette and then having everyone look at you knowing that you did that?
Yeah.
You can call her Siggy.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Stog.
That's great. Just a nickname
sorry,
for cigarette. Buffet.
Buffet.
I think I'm giving it to cigarette.
Yeah. It sounds
really?
Like it.
I was kind of feeling buffet because, like, buffet, even though initially I think of gluttony, like, the fey part makes me think, like, more refined.
Let's go. Okay, like, let's go buffet.
You
okay, want
yeah, like a nice French name, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Buffet. Okay, cool.
A nice French name, like buffet.
Buffet. Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. We have in these are the last two rounds, we have agony versus charcuterie. Agony and charcuterie.
I gotta give it to Agony. Agony sounds like a name to me already.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like it's like Melanie and Agatha put together. Yeah, or Agathy and Melanie. Yeah.
Agony. I think Agony, like, you could convince me that's a name if I didn't already know its meaning, you know?
Yeah.
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 Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go
with Agony. Yeah, no love for charcuterie. That's okay.
I mean, I do like it. It's
long.
Funny.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right. Actually, we had two more rounds. Rifle versus Salmonella. Rifle.
I just feel like Rifle is funny, but doesn't sound like a name to me.
Yeah.
Whereas Salmonella does.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There was the guy that I got that one from. He's like a Southern hick where he's like, I'm going to do this trend, but I'm going to hickify it. So one of them, like, he started with cigaretta, and then he did Rifle. And I was like, wow, what names?
Rifle could be like Michael.
Raphael.
Yeah, Rifle Jordan.
A shitty, like, abbreviation of it.
Raphael. Okay, yeah. Are we going with salmonella?
Salmonella.
Yeah.
Really? I think I like Rifle more.
Let's
than
give it to Rifle then. Let's give it to Rifle.
Okay. Yeah, dude. We just had Agony and Rifle advance. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. We have diarrhea versus candle.
I think
we all know what I'm voting for. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm voting diarrhea. Because
because
I think for this thought exercise, it has a really good, it fits the prompt really well of sounds like a name, but definitely is not, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm voting for that.
It's like Diana and I don't know.
I insist.
Yeah.
I've given you two.
Okay, we'll all do right. Diarrhea.
All right, we're going
diarrhea
with diarrhea
to the next round.
Yeah. All right. So next round we have areola versus felony.
Felony for me.
Mm.
Yeah, I think felony as well.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. Felony advances. We have venison versus barn or Barnold.
I really I hate that you have to choose between them because I like both, but really like venison as
venison?
A name.
Okay. All right.
I just think it's so funny that it's a type of meat.
Yeah. All right. What do you Daniel,
chicken
I know
is also
really,
funny.
You really like barn, yeah.
Yeah, I think venison because like barn is already a little too close to an existing name
sure,
for me.
Sure, sure.
So
Barnold, yeah.
More fun.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay. Buffet versus agony.
Buffet versus agony.
I could go either way on this. I like both.
Yeah.
I want to say buffet because we already have a knee kind of.
Sure. Oh, yeah. And NY name with felony. Okay, yeah. We'll go with buffet. Nice. Okay. And then last one is rifle versus diary. Yeah.
Godzilla versus Kong.
These are the rifle versus
alien
diarrhea.
Versus predator.
What do you guys think?
Rifle versus diarrhea. Who will win?
Who wins?
Epic rap battles of history. Yeah.
Shoot. Well, I feel like Mason's gonna go diarrhea, right?
I am gonna go diarrhea.
I would go diarrhea all the way, but you know me.
Yeah. Okay. Because I feel like Rifle would be a male name, but like it doesn't have like a lot of the strong male kind of conventions attached to it.
Yeah,
so, yeah, diarrhea.
All right, we're in the semifinals. We have felony versus venison. Venison?
Mm. Venison.
Venison? Ooh. Venison.
Yeah, okay. I agree with that, venison.
All right, venison moves on to face the winner of... to face the winner of Buffet and diarrhea.
Diarrhea buffet.
Diarrhea buffet. All right. What do you think between diarrhea and buffet? Who's got it?
I already know my opinion on this and then also the finals.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm going to guess you're going to go diarrhea.
Yes.
Why do I think this is too funny?
Man, I feel like I really like buffet though.
All right.
Okay. What do you think? Are we going to, does diarrhea's buck stop here?
Yeah, what happens if we disagree? Do we have to fight to the death?
I don't know. I guess.
No, we can go buffet.
Okay. Mason's relinquishing buffet to you. So
as long as we get venison.
So now it's
venison. Yeah, because I already know the champion.
Yeah, it's venison versus buffet is the finals.
Yeah.
Sounds like venison is the winner. What do you think, Daniel?
Yeah,
you okay with venison?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Let's
all right.
Go venison.
So in our first ever baby name bracket, I guess venison is the winner.
Yeah.
Even though I thought diarrhea was going all the way.
I think venison's a really funny, like, not name.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess
now
listeners at home, who would
first kid venison?
I'm going to keep it. I'm going to put it as the poll for this episode. Which of these names did you like more? And I'll just choose like the seven of our favorites and I'll put them in there. I'm hoping for diarrhea to pull out on top. But yeah. And with that,
please folks. Oh yeah. Go for it, Danny. Sorry about that.
I'll just say, with that, that is the end of the Threesis podcast. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us at 8 AM. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Mason, did
and
you have
folks
to say?
Make sure you, I really want to hear your opinions on this bracket. Like, first of all, let us know your favorite name, and then second of all, let us know your submissions for other non-baby names that are baby names now,
specifically bank.
Bank. Yeah.
And why is it bank?
Is it bank? Daniel, is there anything you'd like to say?
I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Bye.
Bye. Piss.